Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is wrapping up chapter 8 of Yuma. We are on Mishnah Vav. Misha Achso Bulmus. Somebody was seized by Bulmus. This is not a political party formed by Theodore Roosevelt. This Bulmus is an illness which apparently causes the vision to dim. There could be a retinopathy issue going on here. There could be low blood sugar, some sort of diabetic issue going on here, but this is a life-threatening illness. So somebody has been seized by this illness. Machilinata, we feed him something on Yom Kippur. Filo dvarim tameim, even things that are not exactly kosher. Gemara explains it could be an animal that did not have a proper shechita, something, a nevela, a trefa, God forbid, but it's preferable to feed him this, lest he become more ill and perish. Ajioru enav, until his eyesight is returned. So apparently the eyesight would be dimmed or go away during this illness. And of course, if kosher food is available, we will obviously feed him kosher food instead of tamei food, the chiddush is, because this is a life-threatening problem. Even something that's a nevela trefa could be used. Mishnah continues, the stupid dog bit him. Now, this is not just bad dog. The kelev shote means a rabid dog, a mad dog. Now, in this case, ein machilinoto michotzer kovid shelo. We do not feed the dog bite victim from a portion of the liver of the dog. Now, that sounds bizarre, but apparently the accepted medical treatment, at least among non-Jews, was for a rabid dog to feed the patient some part of the liver of the dog. And it's interesting to think about that a dog that's infected with rabies or the like, his body in some place is probably trying to produce antibodies to that virus. So it's not completely out of the question that some part of the dog would contain the antibodies to this illness, much like they create the antidote to certain snake venoms from the venom glands of the snake itself. However, our sages in the Mishnah are saying this is not a reliable cure. We know that bulmus we can cure by feeding the patient, but this is not a reliable cure to the victim of this dog bite, so it's not allowed to do such a thing on Yom Kippur or any day. Rabbi Matia ben Choresh Matir. The Rabbi Matia ben Choresh, he does allow it to save the victim of the kelev shote. Vodomar Rabbi Matia ben Choresh, he also says, a choshesh bedrono, somebody who has a throat ailment, and this is apparently a life-threatening throat ailment, matilin lo sam betoch piv b'shabbos. We can put the medicine into the mouth for him on Shabbos, even though we'd have to be mechalel Shabbos, such as by grinding up the medicine or preparing it into some sort of liquid where he can swallow it. They choose suffek nefashos, because this is a suffek, a possibility of nefashos, of a life-threatening situation. V'chol suffek nefashot doche et the Shabbat. As the Pasuk says, chai v'hem v'lo shiyamus v'hem. That Hashem gave us the mitzvahs and the laws to live with them. Now, to live with them means, except for certain special situations, we prefer to desecrate Shabbos or Yom Kippur to protect the patient and give them the medicine or the food rather than have them pass away. Now, Mishnah Zion brings a related issue. Mi shenoflov mapolit. Somebody was in a building and the building fell down on them. They're now buried in the rubble. You understand construction codes were not like they were in modern times, and the buildings were often very old and stone construction. If it wore out, there was quite a danger of them falling down. As we mentioned in the first parak of the Gemara in Brachos, Elio and Hanavi said, don't go daven in a ruin. You don't know if it's going to fall down. Here the Mishnah says, Safek husham, safek enusham. So we know this is, you know, Plony's house, but we don't know if Plony was at home when it fell down. Suffolk high, Suffolk met. So we know he was there, but we're not sure he's alive or dead, God forbid. Suffolk, Ovid, Kochavim, Suffolk, Israel. We know someone was in the house. We don't know if it was a non-Jew or a Jew. In all of these cases, Mefokhin, Olov, Et, Hagal. We remove the rubble. We clear off the rubble. This Gemara may sound familiar because in Shabbat, we said the same thing, that we could clear off the rubble to save someone, even if we're not sure that they're there, not sure they're alive. Same from a fire. We need to clear off the rubble, even clear people out, rescue them from the fire. The Mishnah concludes, Mitzuhu hai, if you found him alive, and the Mefarshim say you got to his nostrils and he's still breathing, Mefokin olav, so continue digging and, you know, clear out the rubble so you can rescue him and bring him up. The Metz, but if you find, you reach his nostrils and he's not breathing, there's no sign of life, Yinihuhu, you have to leave him there, you can't pull out the body on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, you have to leave him there because there's no further damage to be done. Now, there are Mefarshim, I believe it's the Kehati, who says, if you find one person dead, but there might be more people underneath and you don't know if they're alive, you could certainly remove the dead body and the rest of the rubble and try to keep going deeper and find the people who are still alive. Because just because one person, God forbid, passed away, it doesn't mean other people are in the similar situations. We should continue digging, continue going until we've figured out if we can save any of the victims. We can make two points here. First of all, if there's something you're struggling with, something that's really part of your Avodas Hashem that's really difficult and you want to give up and you don't want to keep going, okay, so maybe you should leave that one item, just temporarily leave it and keep going until you reach other areas of your Avodas Hashem that are still chai, that you're still working with, and improve those, and then you come back and try to resuscitate. You know, sometimes, if you come back later to your davening or whatever part of your Avodas Hashem, your personality that you're working on, sometimes that works. Sometimes you got to work on something else first to open the door for something else. And the second point, which is more practical, is we've seen recently, you see recently, when there's a disaster, God forbid, a hurricane, an earthquake, the Israeli team is usually the first on the scene to dig people out. We're talking about in other countries, in Turkey, in other places, they will fly people out there at the drop of, as soon as possible and start clearing out the rubble and with the search teams and the dogs and the equipment and the medical personnel. And this is something that, this is what it means to be a light unto the nations. Is when there's a mapolet, when there's a tragedy affecting anybody, Jews, non-Jews alike, we drop everything and we try to save human lives. Every life is made in the image of Hashem, B'Tselem Elokim. It's a very important thing, and this Mishnah is a reminder of that. Zay Gesund, have a great day.